Hi there. It is week number 5 of 52 weeks of inspiration. I hope I can inspire you this week to be someone who wants to be the change. And whether you want to be the change in your family, whether you want to be the change at your workplace, whether you want to be the change in your community or your city or your country or your province, whatever it is, if we don't start having voices, if we don't start wanting to learn and be the change, then things will just continue to stay the same. Over the last couple of years, I've always been very drawn to First Nations culture. I've been very interested in all of those things. But the last year, I've been very determined on learning as much as I can. And it's frustrating. It is frustrating to read some of the things. A great book for you to read is by Bob Joseph. It's 21 Things That You Might Not Know About the Indian Act. And it's super eye-opening. I had no idea. None. We're only being told what the government wants us to know. I remember growing up in high school thinking that, yeah, Canada had made some mistakes, but they had their reasons for doing it. I mean, you know, Native people were alcoholics and they were bad people. I truly believe that that's what was given to me. That's what society was telling us at that time, which was in the 80s, early 90s. Obviously, that's not true. And we know that to not be true. And I'm ashamed that I even could consider or believe those things to this day. But the thing is that if we don't search for truth, and if we just take whatever the government wants to tell us at face value, we are in a lot of trouble. Just like the people that were here first were in a lot of trouble. Because they did believe, and they wanted to welcome them. They wanted the colonizers. They wanted to be kind. It was in their nature to love and to be kind and to feed and to educate and to show. And for that, they paid. And so this week, my inspirational message to you is to do your research and start investigating things that don't make sense. Listen, I am not a huge left-wing, right-wing conspiracy theory person. This isn't about hating the government and, you know, all of that. But it is about understanding that you can't take everything that you see or that you hear for face value. We have to start researching and we have to start questioning. And if we don't, we're in so much trouble. I hope this week that I've inspired you to learn about your history, to learn about our history, to learn about your government, to learn about the world, and to understand the dynamics of why things are the way that they are, and have a voice. Even if it's to educate your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors, or your friends, have your voice and use it.